Tim. At this time, I'd like to ask Chancellor Michael Amoritas to make his welcome comments here at UIC.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The downtown voices are a very tough act to follow, and in the next few minutes, I'll do my best to kill any notion about selling tickets for the board meetings. Welcome to the University of Illinois at Chicago campus. Welcome to Chicago for those of you who are not from Chicago. It was great last night to have a dinner with the board at our simulation facility in the College of Medicine. This is one of three simulation facilities that we opened up in the last 6 weeks, and it shows our commitment to improving our infrastructure for the benefit of our students who are going to get a unique experience in these facilities. By doing so, we are also bringing innovation to action in what we do here at UIC, not only in terms of research, but in terms of teaching and learning, in terms of service that we provide. As the weather gets colder outside, we start thinking about December, our commencement ceremonies. We are the one university in the system that we have a December commencement ceremony, which is for the entire university, and I hope a number of members of the board will be able to join us this year. We have three ceremonies, an undergraduate, a graduate one, and for the first time, we will have a commencement ceremony on campus for the UIC John Marshall Law School. We're very excited about the commencement speakers for the two university-wide ceremonies. Andy Zapp, the CEO of the World Business Chicago, is going to join us. And for the undergraduate, Curtis Granderson, our great baseball player and graduate from this university, will be there. So I promise you that we may even be able to give the trustees that participate some baseball tickets for next season. Fall is also the time of rankings, and when the rankings come out, of course, at UIC, we are a very egalitarian society, and we don't pay too much attention to the outside rankings. But it's good to know that for the third year in a row, the Wall Street Journal and the Times of Higher Education put us in the top 25 public universities in the country. In fact, this year, we're tied for 21st together with Michigan State. And if you have an opportunity, it's interesting to see who is below UIC in this list of public institutions. For the second year in a row also, the Wall Street Journal places us in the top 10 value institutions in the entire country, publics and privates. There's a number of Ivy League schools that they're included in this list, above or below UIC. We still don't know how they do it, and we still don't care how they do it. We trust the Wall Street Journal that it does it, at least for the time being, in the right way. Most recently, also, the Times of Higher Education published their international rankings for different disciplines. And in the last few weeks, we saw the international rankings for three disciplines in which the UIC ranks in the top 30 when you look at public universities in this country: social sciences, business and economics, and education. And these are some of the disciplines that we don't talk frequently in the board about. And it's good to know that in these fields, in social sciences, in business and economics, and in education, university is ranked in the top 30 public universities in the country. Of course, this doesn't come as a surprise to us. It came in a timely fashion because just a few days before these were announced, we received a $3.8 million four-year grant from the U.S. Department of Education to further the work of our College of Education in terms of supporting early childhood education here in Chicago and preparing early childhood educators. The Chicago Early Childhood Preparation and Pathway Partnership, as the grant is called, will touch thousands of Chicago preschoolers during its execution and will be implemented in more than 100 Chicago public school classrooms for early childhood. Again, this shouldn't come as a surprise, given that right now, one out of seven Chicago public school students is engaged with a UIC College of Education teacher, somebody that graduated from our College of Education, and one out of 10 Chicago public schools is led by a UIC-trained principal. This is the impact that we have in terms of education in the city of Chicago. And this is just one example of the impact that our institution has on Chicago as a whole. And I'm talking apart of the number of employees that we have. With over 12,000 employees, we are in the top 10 or 15 employers in the city of Chicago. And apart from the impact that we have in terms of our alumni, with 180,000 living, working alumni in the city of Chicago, we are the largest group of alumni from any university in the Chicagoland area. UIC continues to dominate medical education in Chicago and Illinois, and it also takes pride in being the primary service provider for the most vulnerable communities of Chicago, at the same time that we provide complex specialty care to everyone. If you look, and I know some of you have heard these numbers in the Health Sciences Committee, but also the entire board should know that if you look at our numbers, over 600,000 clinic visits last year in 14 different locations, if you count the Mile Square network, makes us one of the largest providers of healthcare in the area. At the same time that we are the number one dental care provider, not only in Chicago, but in the entire state of Illinois. And in fact, 98% of the children that they are treated by the UIC dental clinics are Medicaid enrolled or Medicaid eligible. It tells you who we serve. And going to another example, our College of Engineering, which over the last few years has grown more at the undergraduate level than any other college in the University of Illinois system, draws the majority of its students from Chicago and has the large majority of its graduates also staying and working in Chicago, fueling the tech growth that we have seen just a couple of miles north from our campus. And there are numerous centers that I cannot name right now because it will take more than my remaining 26 minutes. There are numerous centers in our College of Urban Planning and Public Affairs, in social work, in public health, with a single focus of their research to improve the lives of the Chicago citizens. So looking at all of this, it's not a surprise that we are becoming also a main depository of the history of Chicago. Following his father and his brother, Richard Daley and Rich Daley, Bill Daley recently announced that he's donating his papers to our library specials connections, making it one of the most singular important research materials for anyone who is willing to study the political history in the 20th century of this city. So for over a century, if you go back to our history, UIC and its predecessor institutions have been synonymous with Chicago. The synergy between what UIC provides to Chicago and what Chicago provides to UIC as a unique environment for learning, research, and service have been unique and unmatched. This is why here at UIC, sometimes we get a kick when we hear elected officials that they don't know much about UIC talking about bringing the University of Illinois to Chicago. In fact, for over a century, whether under the UIC flag or the flags of our predecessors, the University of Illinois Chicago Circle Campus, the undergraduate division of the University of Illinois at Navy Pier, the University of Illinois Medical Center at Chicago, and the Chicago Professional Colleges of the University of Illinois, the University of Illinois system has been in Chicago and has a tremendous impact in Chicago. It's painted blue and red. So welcome to UIC, welcome to Chicago, Mr. Chairman and members, and thank you for the support that you're providing for this university.
Thank you, Michael.